Fitted your Xiaomi, cause going to say to Dovli, Daf Lamed Gimel, begin your Xiaomi on Daf of Tess on the base, on the second line, with Chilla. With Chilla Kadisha Yadea, Litvaya Sawacha of Chilla, recited in any language, so he'll know how to ask for his needs. Rech is a Muslim, Kadisha Yadea, Mingvarech. Rech is a Muslim, may be said in any language, so he will know whom and for what he blesses. With Hus Aedus, Shurus Apikaldim, Mashbiyim Oisai Velashainu. In two cases, Shurus Aedus, Shurus Apikaldim, we impose the oath on him in his own language that he understands. We say, Af Shurus Adayonim Velashainu. Like he says, also, Shurus Adayonim is in his language. Mashbiyim Shalai Velashainu V'amu Amen Ha'ayin Keturim. If one imposes the Shur on them, not in their language, and they answered Amen, are they exempt? Nadar, the Tani, Shur Sadayonim, Ketanian, Shiva, Libenu, Lakatani, Shiva Lechem. This is like it was taught, the Shur Sadayonim, which is the case of Moedi Mixon, a person had admitted to half a loan, or equivalent case, where they have a Torah requirement to make a Shur. It's according to the stipulation in the judge's hearts, they say, and not according to the stipulation in your hearts, and the one who swear. Amr of Yudan, Chazaka, Ketanian, Shevelibenu, no Mashbir. Lama hu Masne, Mayuvne Hejotis, Shreyemu, Yeshtanin, Bishurus. Yudan said that the Chazaka is, even without saying this, according to the stipulation in our hearts, he imposes a shur on him. Why did he stipulate with him? It's due to commoners, lest they say there is a stipulation in Shuris, even if it was not his language, and he did not understand every word, if he answered Amen, he's liable. Tani Rabbi Chananya, Koime Rabbi Mana, Laaksev Ki Es Asher Yeshne Po Yimono Oimet Hayoim. Rabbi Chananya brings support in front of Rabbi Mana, and Pasuk says in Jerom Chavtes Pasuk Yud Daled, those that are here with us, standing here today, Ma Shamamina, how do you learn from here? Amalei should say, Ma Adoyu Saboyim Achorinu Ein Bilibam Tane Afanu Ein Bilibayinu Tanai. The answer is, says Rabbi Chananya, just like the generations that come after us, there's no condition in their hearts. Also for us, there's no Tanai, there's no condition in our hearts. We come now to the next Mishnah. Halacha base. Ve'elu ne'emoim b'loshna kodesh, mikra abikurim, v'chalitza, bochez v'kralis, bechez kahanim, bechez kahen godol, v'pashez ha'melech, v'pashez egla ufa, v'mashuch mochoma, v'sha shumedaber el ha'am. The following must be said in, specifically in loshna kodesh. Mikra bikurim, which is what one recites when he brings the bikurim to the base of Mikdash. The tzukim said a chalitza ceremony. The brachas and curses said on ha'agrizim and ha'evil, brachas kahanim, the brachas of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, hakel, which is the parasha the king reads when the nation gathers on Sukkos, 137 years. Egla Ufa is the beheading of the calf when a murdered body was found, and what the Kohen anointed for war says to the soldiers. Bikur Bikurim Ketzad, Vanisa Ramata, Ifnei Hashem Lekecha, what's the source for Mikra Bikurim? The Pasuk says in Dvarim, Pechafav Pasuk Hei, and you will respond and say before Hashem your God. And it also says a little bit later in Pechaf Zayin Pasuk Yud Daled, and the Levim responded and said to each man of Yisrael, call them in a loud voice. And we therefore compare the two and say, just like the Aniyah, the responding, said about brachas and curses is in Lashon HaKodesh, also here, Mikra Bikurim, it's in Lashon HaKodesh. Litzah Ketzad, V'ansa V'amra Kacha Yasa Le'ish U'la'alan U'oime, V'ana V'alavim U'amru, Ma'ani Amru U'la'alan, V'Lashon HaKodesh, Afkan V'Lashon HaKodesh. What's the source for chalitza? Va'amsa, va'amra, and she answers and she says, so will be done to a man. And it says about the Levim, and the Levim answered, and they said, so just like the Aniyah, the answering said below by the Levim is in Lashon HaKodesh, also here, by Chalitza, referring to Lashon HaKodesh. Yehuda says, we don't need to learn from the Levim. It says, the answer the Amma kacha. You must say, in this language, written in the Torah. The Gemara says, Tani b'shem Rabbi Yehuda, from Akam Shneema v'lashon hazeh, Aniyah v'amira kacha v'ka ha'ayhu v'lashon ha'kodesh. The Gemara brings a bais in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. Whenever it says, in such an expression, Aniyah and Amira, kacha akoi, it's referring to saying it in Lashon HaKodesh. Amr v'loza binyan av shibakulam, Moshe daber v'alakim yonin v'kol. Loza says the source from which we learn all of them is Moshe will speak and Hashem, yonin v'kol, will respond in a loud voice. And that was in Lashon HaKodesh. Hefe v'chagai v'aksiv, v'yan lavon v'suel, v'tem alade Aniyah. V'chagai question this, it says in Bereshis Chavtalad, Pasuk Nun, and Lavan and the soul answered. If you're saying that we learn from Aniyah alone, this is difficult, because presumably he spoke in Aramaic. If you say now, V'intema v'vayinami Amira v'aksiv v'yoymu v'ashem yotza adava. And if you say also Amira is needed to teach Lashon HaKodesh, not just Aniyah, well, it's difficult here because it says there, and they said, from Hashem the matter came. In Tema, Lashon HaKodesh, V'aksiv, V'yikro lo Lavan, Yaga Sadusa. Did you say that Lavan spoke in Lashon HaKodesh? This isn't so, because it says, and Lavan called it Yaga Sadusa. In Tema, Kodim L'Matan Teira, Hari Pashis Vidri Ma'atse, Hari Hu L'Acha Matan Teira, V'hu Ne'ma V'chol Asher. If you say that this was before Matan Teira, and Rabbi Yehuda discusses only after Matan Teira, Rabbi Yehuda Ma'atse is after Matan Teira, and it's said in any language, even though it says only Amira and not Aniyah, we're thinking that Rabbi Yehuda holds that either suffices by itself. Before Bar Nachman answered in the name of Yochanan, really we learn only when it says both Aniyah and Amira, and even before Matan Torah. Lavan spoke in Lashon Sursi, it's close to Aramaic, it's the language of the Yerushalmi. It teaches that Lashon Sursi should not be light in your eyes, because for this it's considered like Lashon HaKodesh. So the Torah of Renevim, Uksuvim hu omo, Patera ksiv, Veikra loy Lavan sa'igas adusa, Renevim ksiv, Vedanatim alahoin, Uksuvim ksiv, Veidabra kastim lemelech arami. Yuma says that Lashon Sursi is in the Torah and Levim Ksuvim. In the Torah it says, Yikra lo Yigas Adusa we had earlier. In Levim it says, Kedina Temun Lahoim. In Ksuvim it says, Vidabu Akastim Lamelech Aramis.
And that would be innocent. The base Kuvin, Arbo Lashonis, not Yom Lishtamish Ben Ba'olam. Elohein, Laz Vazeme, Roimi Lekrav, Sorsi Le'ilei, Ivri Ledibor. Yochan said, people of Gubrin speak four nice languages for the world to use. Ivani for singing, Roman for war, Susi for lamentations, and Ivri for speaking. Yoshemim as Ashuri Lechtav. Some say that even Ashuri is nice for writing. Ashuri Yeshboi Ksav Ve'imboi Loshoin. Ivri Yeshboi Loshoin Ve'imboi Ksav. Vocholahem Ksav Ashuri V'loshoin Ivri. Ashuri has a writing, which means a set of characters, but it has no language because they speak Aramaic. Ivri has a language, but it has no writing. So choose the Ashuri writing and the Ivri language. Lamanik Ushmei Ashuri, why is it called Ashuri? Shu Murshal, Ichtavai, because its writing is Murshal, praiseworthy. Amr Belevi, Al Shem, Sha'ala, Biyada, Mi Ashur. Belevi answered it's because they took it from Ashur, and Ezra wrote the Torah in it. Is Va'ana Levim Ba'amu El Kol Ish Yisrael Kol Ram V'Koyle Shol Ram V'Lamad Sheshitza V'Kodesh Baruch Hu Koyle Ma'an. It says in Va'am Chav Zayim Pasuk Yud Daled, and the Levim answered and they said to each person of Yisrael, whole Ram in their loud voice. In the voice of Ram, which is the exalted one, the teachers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu joined his voice with them.
Because the Kol Ram means the most exalted of voices. Maybe it's like a family like Gadol and a Beini. If I say it's not small, nor big, but rather average.